escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There's a complementary nature to how the receiver talent can dictate the looks that you get running the football. And running the ball is just so much oftentimes about math. How many blockers you have versus how many box defenders they have. If you change the math for James Cook because you have better receiving talent that forces more too high coverage shells, yeah, I think you could see a really good rushing offense be even better in 2025.
That is Joe Marino, a regular with our morning show crew. Excellent job on draft content and all season content. Locked On Bills is Joe Marino. Glad to have you with us here on WGR on this hot, steamy. I haven't been outside in a while, but I'm assuming it's still one of those days where I went to play golf super early and like. By the time we got to the first green, I'm like, okay, well, I'm soaked through my shirt. I mean, I might be kind of gross. I don't know, but it was that kind of day. One of them days. There's uniform news. When were we talking? Was it just yesterday we were talking about uniforms?
It was just yesterday.
I really got to work on my time.
Time's a flat circle. Don't worry about it. Don't even worry about it.
You might have gotten some pushback from me if you'd said, oh, that was last Thursday. I might have said, it seems more recent than that, but I probably would have just gone, yeah, okay.
That fits.
That could be. That seems like about the same time frame a week ago and yesterday. Anyways, didn't I just recently like think something Mike brought up in like around now on a show that we talked about at 3 o'clock was from a week ago or something. That happened recently in here. He was like, yeah, you remember we were talking about this? I'm like, oh yeah, what was that last week? Like, no, at 3 today. Remember that? Whew. Anyway, don't ask me remember that questions. It's a struggle. Anyway, there's uniform news. There's a report. Buffalo Rumblings, a fine outlet for Bill's content, has a story just posted on the socials within the last little while here, and it says here that they have learned through. Hang on, I want to read it exactly as it's written here. Where did it go? I had the quote. Okay, remains to be seen what the Bills have planned to properly say goodbye to the Ralph in 2025, but an inside anonymous. An inside anonymous source with Buffalo Rumblings has reported that Buffalo is set to reveal a new alternate helmet. I'm doing great. On July 22nd. Anonymous source with Buffalo Rumblings. Their Buffalo Rumblings. Anyway, whatever. That feels to me that's weirded oddly, but nonetheless, this Bills site is saying they've learned that the Bills are going to reveal a new alternate helmet on July 22nd. The Saints, yeah, it was yesterday. The Saints just did this yesterday. reintroducing. I feel like I've seen that helmet before that they had displayed yesterday, but they're going to wear it, I think, three times next year was the report done there. Not a part of the rivalry series uniforms or anything. And this, what I'm reading here at Buffalo Rumblings, goes on to say that it is not believed that this alternate helmet that's going to be revealed on the 22nd of July is related to the Nike-sponsored rivalry series uniforms that the Bills are a part of for 2025. That's how this came up yesterday. We were talking about the Saints doing this and what the Bills could do or will do. And I remembered this rivalry thing around the draft was announced. They're taking turns with divisions in the NFL. And the first two up are the AFC East and I forget the NFC division. It doesn't matter. Maybe the West. Whatever it is. Two divisions a year, the plan is moving forward. They will have special uniforms designed for these interdivision matchups here. So I'm thinking Bills, Dolphins, Bills, Patriots, both night games early in the schedule probably make sense for that. And think about what that is. I don't know that we really filled it out yesterday. I did mention that there was one speculative post I saw that had a pretty radical design of a Bills, like silver design with white accents and a silver and whited out helmet. It was all white and silver. Not any other color really represented. It was a shot of Keon Coleman with a jersey and a helmet is what I was looking at. And so it's Nike, and I wonder just how I wouldn't want to dismiss this silver mock-up I saw, even though it could just be one fan's dream idea, but Nike rivalry series probably means adventurous uniform concept, I think, right? Unless the NFL just doesn't want to be like Nike with college football, but you know, think about Nike and think about the Oregon Ducks, Nike headquarters. I mean, that is, they don't even wear matching socks in the same uniform.
That's for losers.
They're just everywhere. So I wonder how open-minded the NFL is going to be to that and how adventurous Nike will be, I'm going to say allowed to be. I'll bet they've presented a lot of ideas that were met with, no, we're the National Football League. We're not doing that. No. But I wonder, just how out there that uniform will be. But again, this news from Buffalo Rumblings is saying that there's another uniform related thing coming down the pike here, and it's coming pretty soon. I mean, it's the 10th of July now, so we're talking 12 days, day before camp opens, July 22nd. It's a very specific timeline they're giving here, so that increases to me the credibility of this being correct. So we'll see what that means. I wonder if they're introducing my money right now on an alternate helmet.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For the Bills is the red helmet.
Oh, I've been there for a while with that one, yeah.
Because right, last year in the old stadium, the glory years of the 90s, and of course before that, wearing the red helmets. I would bet it's not a permanent change, but I would guess that that's a feature alternate, you know, for a couple of home games.
I think they could do it, especially for like that Rivals one. Like that would make sense because I think they're matched up with Miami too. I mean, you could do the 90s and that would work for me.
Yeah, I wonder if the thing about that though is, I mean, I guess Nike could be asked to incorporate anything into it, but the red helmet is just a pretty traditional, you know, it's a red version of the white helmet that they're currently wearing, right? Is basically all we're talking about. And I don't know if it's separate. I kind of hope it's separate from, I want the rivalry thing to be its own thing.
I do too.
Kit, right? I don't want you to come up with a new uniform design that's pretty adventurous and then just slap a red helmet on top of it. So, you know, I think that is probably best kept to its own thing. And the red helmet, to me, is one you could just bust out with your regular uniform.
Yeah, you don't have to change much, yeah.
Right.
It's just, I'm probably like one of like the Grinches with this. I almost don't want like a new uniform or a new helmet. I think they've nailed it. Like, I think they've got it. The white helmet, they changed the face mask, perfect.
I do think they look great right now.
I think they look great. I'm terrified that they will get adventurous and will be horrendous. Like, in my worst dreams, I could see, like, a black alternate jersey, and I'm like, no, that doesn't fit them. Like, we're just, it's the 90s all over again. We're going, the black cells, no, don't do this. But, like, I've also seen, like, stuff from a few months ago. I think there was, like, at, like, an autograph signing, they had a blue helmet, which is pretty cool. Yeah. And I've liked Allen when he comes out to the Return of the Blue and Red. He's always got a different helmet. But I'm absolutely petrified that they're going to have something terrible because I think they've already reached perfection. And I don't want them to screw it up.
If they are indeed going to introduce this alternate helmet on July 22nd, then the team is absolutely wearing those helmets at the blue and red scrimmage. Mm-hmm. Because that's like 2 weeks after that, I think, August 1st, August 8th. I don't have the date committed to memory. I'm sorry, but I know it's coming up pretty early on in August. August 1st. Thank you, Zach. So I'll bet, you know, you got new gear. There's get the line started at the Bills store for the new helmet that maybe is just the throwback to the old red helmet. That's my guess. It's only a guess. This story that I'm getting from Buffalo Rumblings does not at all even really speculate on what the helmet will be. My guess, Radio's the Bulldog, is guessing it's just a return to the red helmet that the Bills wore in the 90s. That's my guess. But again, they're saying not related to the Nike Rivalry Series uniforms that we already just talked about and talked about yesterday too. Okay, uniform news, 2 days in a row. All right, there we are. Be on alert for July 22nd. We'll hit up a timeout here, 803-0550, if you got any reaction, any suggestion on what an alternate helmet could be or the uniform in general. Feel free to hit me up at 803-0550. Mike is away today, along with Zach Jones. I am the Bulldog, and this is WGR.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.